The following program is an independent production brought to you by Bridge Holistic Healing. Informative, inspirational discussions on how to enrich your life in body, mind, and spirit. Welcome to the Dr. Leslie Show, providing tips you need and expert insight on holistic living. Then join us as we delve into the spiritual journey and explore the soul in Wave of Fire on the Dr. Leslie Show. Welcome to the Dr. Leslie Show. Friends, it's time again to come together with this soul community, joining hands from around the world. We're coming together now with open minds and open hearts. So just for a moment, let's take a deep breath and imagine channeling it right to the center of your chest. Imagine a glowing golden light there, a Holy Spirit-infused golden light shining, pulsing, the spark of God within you, right in the center of your chest. Imagine that now, that the heart of God itself, it's pulsing within you. You are an aspect of that. You are a son, a daughter of that which we call God, our divine creator. You are a part of that. You're an ambassador. In a physical realm, you are an ambassador of a non-physical world. You are a soul. You are a spiritual, eternal being dwelling in a physical body. So let's join today with our intention to move through this life intentionally, to move into an understanding of the power of who we are and the power of our own minds, the power that's infused within us, that we are made in the image of our own Creator, that we are creators ourselves, and that our minds are creating moment to moment. Now, today with Holistic Living and Wave of Fire, we have a returning special guest, a man who, by knowing I have already been changed forever, my life has already been changed. I've had a taste. I've had an experience of this doctor's work, and I want to tell you, it is life-changing, and one mind and soul and heart at a time, it is world-changing. Let's talk about being in charge of our lives' outcomes and what this man is doing to help make that happen. Okay? His name is Dr. David Wright, and he helps change our life outcomes by intentionally reprogramming our subconscious mind. He's a new breed of doctor, a leader in his field. He brings healing from the inside out. Dr. Wright is the CEO and the medical director of Medical Legal Consultants of Greater Atlanta. So this group specializes in helping patients who've been diagnosed with a wide span of disorders, as well as providing executive, business, personal, and life coaching to professionals and individuals who truly desire to significantly improve in one or more of these areas. And I would say he's reaching out to all humans who are ready to improve their position in life and take a handle on what's going on with their minds and understanding how much influence the mind has on the physical body, on health and well-being, even on outcomes in your world, your relationships, and what shows up for you in life. So Dr. Wright is a physician, he's a certified hypnotherapist, and a certified NLP, that's Neuro-Linguistic Programming practitioner, and he specializes in non-pharmacologic psychoanalytic methods of helping patients to achieve positive breakthroughs. He believes the best method of helping patients to achieve their goals is by gaining access to the subconscious and unconscious mind. It is there that the answers to lasting change reside. Welcome, Dr. David. Thanks for being with us again today.
Hi, Dr. Leslie. Great to talk to you again. I'm excited.
Yeah, I am excited too. I mean, it was really a life-rocking experience for me to have my first session with you there, you know, in person in Atlanta. And, right. You know, I've already had kind of magic and miracles happening in my life and come upon events that were reflecting what happened in that session. So I'm still a bit mind-boggled about it all. I'm really excited about the journey, and I can't wait to share with the listeners more about the power of what you're dealing with. And I know you are the highest level expert that I've met yet in this field, Dr. David, and I love the blend of tools that you are weaving together. You have a level of artistry there in your practice that's amazing to me. So, you know, I wonder if we could start by talking a little bit, first of all, about how our minds affect our physical bodies, because we're starting in the holistic living part of the show. I want to talk a little bit about health and the influence our conscious and subconscious minds have over our physical reality as it's expressed through our bodies and our health and well-being.
Right, right. Well, thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. I really appreciate it. And it was a joy to work with you. And it's fantastic to see this metamorphosis going on inside you. I experienced the same thing when I underwent the therapy myself, and it's miraculous. Like I was telling you before, after I underwent hypnotherapy and NLP, probably maybe 3 or 4 days afterwards, I woke up one morning and just, like, I woke up at 6:15 in the morning, and I just started forgiving everyone and anyone who had ever harmed me emotionally in my entire life.
Oh, my gosh.
And
did your mind just kind of bring up a list of those people?
Yeah, it did. Wow. And I just, and the funny thing about it is the list came up in the order in which they had harmed me from worst to least. And, you know, when that happened, I knew this was it. I knew this was the tool for me. And it was miraculous. Wow. It was spontaneous. I didn't expect it to happen. Mm-hmm. It was a regular, you know, a regular night that I went to bed like every other night. I didn't take any special herbs or pills. I didn't wake up and take anything special. But I slept really, really well. I had some very vivid dreams, which I couldn't exactly remember. But, I woke up at like 6:15 in the morning, and I said to myself, I need to forgive. I need to get some negativity out of my system. I need to forgive people, and I need to forgive myself. And I just started going down the list and forgiving people. And it was completely spontaneous, and it was so refreshing.
Wow. Wow. So, okay, tell us, Dr. David, how does a hypnotherapy session trigger that to happen? How does hypnosis, you had this session, and then a couple days later, you wake up and spontaneously, from within yourself, you start going through a list and forgiving. You didn't have anybody assign that to you. It wasn't on your plate. Here's what you're supposed to do. Your body mind brought that forward yourself. So how did the hypnosis make that come forward from you?
Right. So, you know, most people realize that everything emanates from the mind and the brain. Mm-hmm. And you could also say the soul as well, if you'd like. Mm-hmm. So everything comes from there. Your thoughts, your actions, your activities, your feelings.
Your choices, your perceptions.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Even how we interpret what happens in life and experience it. Two different people could have the exact same experience, and one of them could experience it as a trauma, and the other one could experience it as a blessing. The perfect example I'm coming up with right now is a roller coaster ride.
Mm-hmm.
Some
right.
people have a thrilling time and can't wait to get back on again. And there are, you know, there's other people who could get on that and actually feel traumatized, come out of that with like post-traumatic stress disorder from the same exact experience. It's all about our perception, isn't it?
Yeah. So, you know, we experience life through different lenses. Mm-hmm. And, it's funny because as we develop from childhood, basically as we encounter new circumstances, our brains actually are interactive with the environment, and they actually create programs. Mm-hmm. And so, for instance, when a child encounters a block for the first time, its mind starts to build a program about what that block is, what it does, how it relates to the child. And so we do that for everything. We have all these little programs running around in our minds that hopefully work cohesively, but not always. And we have programs for everything. And you could see the collection of those programs as a lens. And so it's a lens through which we experience the world. Our minds have a language. Some of that language is based in words. Some of that language is based in pictures. Some of that language is based in sound. Some of that language is based in feeling. And so the more senses you involve, the richer life and experiences are. And so we have these languages that we speak through. And when you use hypnosis, you're using certain brain waves, certain states, certain sounds, certain thoughts, and certain images in someone's mind to help change their physiology and therefore change the way their nervous system interacts with the environment.
Okay, let me just interject something there. So when you said change your physiology, are
yes.
you meaning we're changing like neural pathways in the brain?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And so, you know, like it's funny because there's always what I call an artificial battle. There always seems to be this artificial battle between psychiatry and psychology and religion. And people try to pit one against the other. And I think that's totally the wrong approach. I think that you can use your spirituality, your religion with psychology and psychiatry. I don't think that they're separate things. And the most vibrant example that I give of that is when people go to church and have a rich experience. Mm. The reason why it's so rich for people who are believers, who attend church, who enjoy a worship service, is because that service gets in touch with their state of mind through their physiology. The music, the service, the sounds, the people, the whole gestalt of that religious experience affects their physiology and their nervous system. And so when people are, you know, in church or in a worship service or, you know, a place of spirituality, the reason why it has such a lasting impression on them and it has staying power, it's not just temporary, is because they're actually affecting their nervous system and they're actually changing it, hopefully in a positive way.
Wow. Wow, that is so awesome. Okay, so we can look at our spiritual experience and realize that it can make lasting change to our physiology. Now, and I realize what you're saying when you say that there's like an imaginary battle, it's not real, you know, between psychiatry, psychology, and religion. You know, I just saw an article last week that was a religious article that was combative against hypnosis, okay? I realize there's a lot of people who have fear. Now, mind you, Dr. David, this reminds me of my father, okay? 15 years ago, my dad, who passed this past March, so dad was a born again Christian and
right.
So he walked a strong path with God, and 15 years ago he said and held very strongly in his belief system that the practice of yoga was satanic, that it was anti-God.
Wow.
All right. Now, why I can tell you that my dad did not know a lot about yoga, but he knew
right.
something, and the story that he had been told and the stance that I would say probably the church that he was a part of held was that yoga was of the devil. Okay.
Wow.
Now, the last 7 years of my dad's life, he had a yoga instructor coming to his house every week.
Wow.
And taking him and his wife through. I mean, his posture changed. He was so
right.
much more relaxed and calm. He was better able to work through the challenges of Parkinson's disease, which he had.
Wow.
And I assure you, he had totally forgotten that he used to have that judgment against yoga. Now, you know, chiropractic, I'm a doctor of chiropractic. This is another perfect example. I saw at in a church that I attended in New Zealand, I saw a book that had a chapter in it about chiropractic and said that the practice of chiropractic was of Satan. Okay.
Wow.
And so it talked about how can you do this and have these other outcomes on the physical body? And I'm like, well, clearly this author has never even seen a basic text of neurology and how the parasympathetic nervous system works, right? So he, you know, we draw conclusions out of our lack of understanding. And, you know, so recently I've seen, I'm going to say, an article that's based on similar lack of understanding about hypnosis. Now, yoga has become embraced. In fact, in Charlotte, we have Christian yoga classes where we people even start the class with prayer. They call in the Holy Spirit. It's an anointed experience, even through the context of their religious practice. And is being embraced in that way, the very same thing that many in the Christian church used to feel was of Satan, was anti-God. Chiropractic the same, you know, has become very mainstream, and people have become very educated in the sensibility of relieving interference from the nervous system and the benefits for health. And now here we are talking about hypnotherapy. I believe that there are still some veils down out of our lack of understanding, our sheer, just to put it bluntly, ignorance about what is involved. And the article I saw was actually saying that to walk with God is to be thinking all the time. It was basically saying, it was as if a spiritual walk with God is a mental walk, right? And it's all about thinking all the time, and that to quiet your mind is anti-God, and that you're giving up control, and there's this whole fear paradigm around it, when I have experienced the very opposite, that when I quieted my mind, the scriptures about be still and know that I am God, and even you are describing going through a hypnosis session and then coming out the other end of it with the godly traits coming forward through you of just spontaneously wanting to forgive. You know, that's about unconditional love, really. So what do you think it's going to take for more people to realize that this is something to embrace and not be afraid of, those that are kind of holding an old stereotype or a paradigm of fear, or, you know, just kind of mystical questioning around the practice of hypnosis?
Right. Well, I love how you, I love the examples you used and how you phrased that. You know, the thing about it is I like to use metaphors and examples. I think metaphors are a great way of relating things to the mind, both on a verbal and a metaphysical level. And if you look at some of the most prolific writers in human history, they've all used metaphors, from Walt Disney to Shakespeare
to Jesus.
Absolutely. They all use parables and metaphors.
Yes.
And they're powerful.
Yeah.
Because they have a direct connection to the subconscious mind. Okay. So the metaphor that I like to use in situations like this, in terms of people who kind of see it as one against the other, is I use what I call the island example. And the island example is, you know, a woman was on her wedding cruise, a cruise, her honeymoon cruise, and she had just gotten married to the guy of her dreams, and somehow she fell overboard. But she was lucky enough to actually find a piece of wood and float to an island. And she said, oh, my God, I can't believe this is happening to me. You know, I thought all my dreams were coming true. Everything's fantastic. I met the man of my dreams. We just got married. And here I am stuck on this island by myself. God, how could you do this to me? And so she prays that God will come rescue her. And so, you know, a few days later, a cruise ship comes by. another cruise ship. And, you know, she says, no, I'm not going to get on this cruise ship. I'm waiting for God. God said he was going to send someone, so I'm not going to take the bait. Well, so the cruise ship leaves, and then a helicopter comes. And a helicopter comes, and, you know, they're like, we're here to rescue you. You know, we heard, et cetera, et cetera. And she says, no, I'm waiting for God. And so she sends the helicopter away. Then the next thing you know, a small plane comes to the island. And they try to rescue her. And she says, no, I'm waiting for God. If I'm just patient, you know, God will come and save me. And so anyway, after that, no one else comes. She can't really fend for herself. And she dies. And, you know, she dies. She goes to heaven. And when she gets to heaven, she asks God, God, I waited for you. I believed in you. Why didn't you come save me? And then God looks upon the woman and he says, well, I sent you a cruise ship. I sent you a helicopter and I sent you a plane. What more did you want? You know, yeah. And the moral of that story, of that parable, is that God works in mysterious ways. Mm-hmm. God and the universe work in different ways.
Right.
And those ways don't have to be the same. Mm. They're all complementary in the greater scheme of things. Mm. And so the way that I look at things is I look at it like an orchestra, right? Music is one of the most powerful things that we have as humanity. And every different thing that's available to us as a resource is like an instrument. So I see, for instance, church or temple or synagogue as an instrument. And I see hypnotherapy as an instrument and psychology as an instrument. And they're different instruments. You know, one may be like a flute and the other one's like a piano and the other one's like a bass guitar. And the other one is like a xylophone and another one's like a saxophone. And they're all beautiful in their own right. But when they come together, they make something incredible that they could not make singularly. And I think the same thing is true of all these tools. We have all these tools available to us. So, you know, why throw out the bass guitar? Why throw out the violin? Why throw out the drums? Why throw out the percussions? Why throw out the synthesizer? They're all tools that we can use to have a richer self-experience.
I love that. A richer self-experience. It's powerful. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to have a quick word from our beloved sponsors. Listeners, stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment with Dr. David Wright. We're going to be talking about how to take charge of your life's outcome through working with the subconscious mind. Stay tuned.
And here's Pet Tip of the Day, brought to you by Veterinary Hospital of Davidson. Healthy, happy, holistic.
Does your dog or cat suffer from hot spots or recurrent ear infections? How about cysts and warts in and on the skin? These conditions can be managed and completely reversed using herbal medicine and nutritional therapy.
And that was Pet Tip of the Day with Dr. Nicole Sheehan at the Veterinary Hospital of Davidson. They're mixing the best of the East and the West, bringing holistic natural medicine in with traditional allopathic medicine when appropriate, drugs and surgery, and often avoiding drugs and surgery because of the inside-out healing that can happen from the natural therapies they're using there. They're getting great results. Check them out online. It's Veterinary Hospital of Davidson. Online, it's davidsonvet.com. Again, the website is davidsonvet.com. Check them out. When you go there for your first visit in with your pets, let them know Dr. Leslie sent you, and you will get a $25 discount. Let them know. Now, we're back in the conversation with Dr. David Wright, who is also bringing in uncommon practices. This is a medical doctor who is reaching outside the box and getting very uncommon results. Now, Dr. David, can you tell us a little bit about how working with the subconscious mind can actually change our outcomes in life?
Sure, absolutely. And so, like I was saying earlier, we have all these little programs running around in our minds. And you know, our brain is very dynamic and it's very flexible, but at the same time, it can be become very structured. And so I know you've heard the phrase automatic pilot. So a lot of people describe the brain as, for the most part, most of the time, running on automatic pilot. And a lot of that is true. So our brain, our conscious mind, is limited in how many bits of information it can take in at a time. So what it can't take in, it sends to the subconscious mind. And what happens to it after that is it just kind of, it can become this, it can become that. It just depends on our state. And so you have all this information coming in from different sources, and your brain cannot process all of it. And that information is used to make programs to help you deal with an ever-changing environment. When you use hypnotherapy and NLP, what you're actually doing is you're going in and sorting that information, and you're identifying which programs are beneficial to you and which programs are detrimental to your higher self. And what you do is you get rid of the programs that aren't working, and you keep and enhance the programs that are for your benefit. Mm. And that becomes a permanent part of your nervous system. And so that's actually how you use hypnotherapy and NLP to do that. And it's about state. And so I recall one of the most beautiful examples I've ever heard is there was an example, I believe it was, I can't remember if it was Maine, but it was somewhere, I think, in the Northeast, where there was a hospital, and someone brought their cat. It was end-of-life care, unfortunately, for this individual, for this patient. And so they allowed this person to bring the cat. And anyway, the person ended up dying, but they allowed the cat to stay. And they noticed that the cat would visit certain people, and those people would end up passing on. And at first, they thought, well, maybe the cat's passing on some type of disease that's making people die. But that wasn't the case. The cat could actually sense death. And, you know, what that means to me in terms of hypnotherapy, NLP, spirituality, et cetera, is there are certain wavelengths that we operate at. Our organs are on certain frequencies. Our brains are on certain frequencies. And animals can sense that, and we can even sense that if we tune ourselves to do that. In fact, like, there are therapy dogs that they use for people who have seizures, and those dogs can actually sense a seizure before it comes on and calm the person and prevent the seizure from happening in the first place or lessen it. And so there are a lot of things that are going on that we don't fully understand.
Wow.
But one thing we do understand is it's about state. Mm-hmm. So once you access state, you can do miraculous things with the mind and the body, and you can make permanent changes that are long-lasting.
That's awesome. We've only got just less than a minute left here, Dr. David. It makes me aware when you're talking about the cat sensing death, and, of course, that hypnotherapy and NLP can actually enhance, raise our own antenna to where we have awareness of what we don't normally, you know, think that we have awareness of, and actually can morph ourselves into beings that naturally gravitate towards successful circumstances, just like the cat
Absolutely.
Gravitated towards those that were going to be dying. Well, we're looking forward to having you back on, Dr. David. We're going to make a little series of this, and can't
Thank
wait
you.
to learn more about. Quickly, just give us the website.
Yeah, so you can reach me in several different places on the web, namely www.medicallegalconsultantsofgreateratlanta.com.
Has Google warned you that your website is not mobile friendly and you'll be devalued in search rankings? Does your business need to rank higher in the search engines? Have you ever considered a mobile app to build customer loyalty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, let your friends at ZenLedge help launch your business into the 21st century. Mention this ad and get 2 free hours of custom development with a 5-hour commitment. That's a $200 value. Don't miss this great opportunity. Call your friends today at ZenLedge, 843-882-7149. You can also visit them on the web, zenledge.com.